One of my favorite things about classical music is the sheer variety in audience interpretation. I'm Chrysanthi Tan, and I gathered a few friends to listen to Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals with me. The four of us, Amanda, Kelly, Raoul, and I, have something in common. We are autistic. Autism is a neurological developmental condition that can result in distinctive sensory and cognitive processing. One way this plays out is how we process music. Of course, all autistic people are different, but we are going to give you a glimpse of what classical music can be like from an autistic lens. We started with Wild Donkeys. I asked Raoul what he thought.
For me, it felt both thrilling yet confusing. I did feel like my mind kind of going in circles for a bit.
This is Kelly.
Like lots of millipedes and legs going really fast.
And Amanda.
It is kind of funny, and it reminds me kind of like when you're in a room and everybody's talking and you can hear like all the voices at the same time. It's like...
One of the hallmarks of autism is extreme hypersensitivity to sensory input. The opposite, hyposensitivity, is also very common. Thus, the experience of listening to music and sound is often much more intense for us than it is for neurotypical people. If I hear something that my brain registers as unpleasant, my body goes into fight or flight mode, or it causes a shutdown or meltdown. On the other hand, if I hear something pleasurable, it makes me feel really good.
I get goosebumps.
It makes me really want to sing to it.
I usually picture myself like dancing in my head.
I do dance in public. I flap my hair.
I like flapping too.
What stops me from dancing is I do fear that judgment and being perceived as different.
Totally.
Listening to music makes me choreograph dancing and animation in my head.
That's a form of synesthesia. I have it too. We all really enjoyed listening to the aquarium movement. It gave Kelly tingles. Raoul felt like good news was on the way. But all of them had a hard time with the braying donkeys movement.
The sharp violin sound.
My violin stabbing.
It's the sound of a fluorescent light to me almost.
Yes, like, they're sharp, I feel it. I feel like they zzz inside me. And it gives me a headache.
They hurt my eyes. They make me feel like an itchy sort of way.
There's certain sounds that I can't even be in the room if there's like a ticking.
You get so tense at the end, right? Like...
Everyone was overstimulated. So we balanced that out with a piece by J.S. Bach. Raoul said this made him feel safe. Kelly felt comforted. Amanda called it neutral music that wouldn't scare you, and they all felt that this would be better to listen to if they were already stressed or overstimulated. I asked if it was worth listening to new kinds of music, given that you don't know if it's going to make you want to dance or itch.
I do like to hear new things.
Can we listen to another song by him?
Thanks to Kelly, Amanda, and Raoul. Now that you've heard what classical music can be like from an autistic perspective, how does it relate to your experience? I'm Chrysanthi Tan, I am proudly autistic, and I hope to hear from you soon.